Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chanalia Bas Necha Gidol, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Necha Gidol. It's based on Torah that I received from my Rabbi, Akana Gadol Ruchayim Yerhar, with Shlita. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Tav Reish Gimel is Mechadesh, that the Mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Amalek is only knowing Bizchorim, Ki Lehem Lasas Molcham of Niknas HaOyev. Only men are Chayiv in Zechiras Amalek, because they're the ones who are waging war, but women are Pater from the Mitzvah. Because they're not waging war. And Chaschinuch asks, why are they potter? It's not a mitzvah. She's man grom. He also asks that a mulchemis mitzvah, even a kalam mechupasa, goes out, like we see in the Mishnah and Sota. And if so, women are chayavos in mulchemis amalek, and mimelu they're also chayavos in mitzvah zechiras amalek. Another hair of the min Chaschinuch is that the Chinuch himself in Tovchav Hei writes that women are chayav to kill the Shiva Amimin. So what's the difference between that and killing Amalek? And he blives with the Tzarech Iyu in the Arch Lener, in the Chuvis Bin Yitzian Achadashos, brings from his Rebbe, Hakon Rav Avram Bing, that brings the name of his Rebbe, Achasid Shebukun, Hakon Rav Nosson Adler, that women are Chayiv in Kriyas Parshas Sachar, and he was Makbid, even on the Mishum, the maids in this house, that they should go to Shul to hear Parshas Sachar. And the Arch Lener writes that his reason is because it's not a mitzvah Shez Man Grom, it's a Chiyiv to read it once a year, and whenever you read Parshas Sachar, you're Yotzei, and you bring to the Chinuch, and he reads Latameya. Mayan mitzachira lemulchama. What does Zechira have to do with Mulchama? Even if we say that they're potter from Mulchama Samalek, but they have to remember the Maisa Amalek, because it could be that remembering the sin of Amalek and how much we hate them and what they did to us is going to bring the Toelas of Mechias Amalek, like we find by Esther and Sisera and Yehudis, that they helped wipe out the Amalek, the bad guys. Uvishem Hagon, Marina Rabreb Simcha. He brought a Ryan of Flala Das Hachinuch from the Rosh in Brachas Perek Zayin Simon Chaf. It says in the Gemara, the Rebbe Lazar was Meshachre, Rebbe Lazar was Meshachre, his Eved freed his Eved to be Mashlim and Minyan. The Gemara asks, are you now allowed to free your Eved? It says, Lo'ilam Behem Tavod. The Gemara answers, Mitzvah the Rabbim Shiny. And the Rosh writes, Vafilu have a Milsa de Rabbanan, even if it's a de Rabbanan, like here in Kaddish and Baruch Hu, that we don't find the Nikam and Atara, nevertheless, it's Doche, the Essay, the Yachid of Laila Mehem Tavodu, so you'd be Meshachware even for that, even for a Milsa de Rabbanan, if it's a Mitzvah de Rabbim. The Lo Mestabrili, because it doesn't make sense that we're talking about an Asara de Raisa, Kagon Likois Parsha Zachar Shehumen Atayra. It doesn't make sense that we're talking here about that he freed the slave in order to read Zachar Basara with a minion, which is Minatara. And from this, the Truma Sadeshin takes out that Kriya Zachar Basara is a Chi of Torah. Now, if we say that women are chayavos b'kriyas parshas zachar, so an eved is also chayav because there's a hekesh between avadim and nashim. So why then did Rebbe Eliezer free his slave? Since an eved is chayav, he could have just made him part of the minyan, and he didn't have to free him. Anyway, avadim are chayav. So it must be that women are pturos, and if so, avadim are also pater, and that's why Rebbe Eliezer had to free his slave. That is what it says in the Aruch Laner, in the Chubas Binyan Chabtzian. And the Aruch Laner is doicha this raya, that even though an eved is chayiv in Kriyas Parshas Zachar, nevertheless, he's not mitzdarif la'asara, since we say in Megillah that you learn that you don't read the Sefer Torah with less than 10 people from the pasuk v'nikdash di b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So you need asara gedolim b'nei choyrin, like the Mechaber Paskins in Nun Hei Seif Aleph, and therefore the eved had to be free. So it could be that women are really Chayavos in Parshas Zachar, and so are Avadim. They're just not mitzdarif to the minyan Avadim, and that's why he had to free him. But if so, if this is true, then we find two nucha halachos that we don't see people are knowing. Number one, if we say that Asara Gabi Kriyas Parshas Zachar is like the gather of Asara Gabi Kriyas HaTorah, if so, 10 women cannot read Parshas Zachar. Kriyas HaTorah, we require 10 males. And if so, that we have a minhag that women come to shul after davening, and one reads for them Parshas Zachar, they're not doing the right thing. They have to be 10 men. Because we see from here that the gedir is that you need 10 men. That's why I have 10 free men. That's why I have other aren't mitzdarif to a minyan. And Mimela wouldn't be also. And therefore, how do you have women having a whole minyan of their own after davening? They get together and then somebody reads for them, a man reads for them. But you don't have 10 men, so what good is it? Or not only this, even greater than this, we find according to this that Bekriyas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah writes Kuf Mem Gimel B'Bir Alacha at the beginning of the Siman, that if there's not Roiv Minyan that didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, you're now allowed to read another time on their behalf. And he brings the name of the Chai Adam, that it's not enough With Rov Minyan, it's likely that it's not enough with Rov Minyan. We need Asara Shaloshama Kriya Satara. Now, according to this, you can't take out a Sefer Torah to read Parsha Sachar for the women unless there are 10 people who haven't yet heard Parsha Sachar. And we don't see people are knowing this way. Even Bizman Azeh, that we're knowing that women are Machmir to hear Parsha Sachar, we don't find that they have 10 men with them. They just have a lot of women coming and a man reads for them afterwards. However, there's a big kasha anyway, that it says in the Magen Avraham, Tafresh Pehei, that Bnei HaKfarim, that don't come on Shabbos to the city, or Yotzi Dechobas Kriyas Parsha Sachar, when they read on Purim the Parsha Ve'yavu Amalek. Because on Purim they come to town to hear Kriyas and Megill, they also hear the Torah. But based on what we learn, it's very difficult, because if so, they shouldn't be Yotze unless there's a minion, or at least Roiv Minyan Bnei HaKfarim, that didn't hear Parsha Zachor. You can't say that since Bnei Ayur Achai B'Kriya Mishim Chobas Hayom De Purim, so it's as if there's Roiv Minyan that Achai B'Kriya Satorah. It's not true, because the Chobas HaKriya of Purim Ba'asara is only the Rabbanim, the Chobas Kriya Parsha Zachor Ba'asara, at least according to the Rosh, is Minat Torah. And if so, with regard to the Chiyuv Doi Raisa, there's not a Roiv Minyan that's Chayv the Kriya Doi Raisa, if it's mostly the people of the city and not of the Kfar. However, it appears that this isn't true, that since the Asara is because you need a Minyan, a Darvish HaPikdusha, so even if there are two dargas of chiyuvim, nevertheless, the asara are chayiv and kriyas haTorah. It's enough. In other words, you don't need asara and chayiv and kriyas. You don't need asara or chayiv and kriyas parashas Zachor. As long as you have asara or chayiv and kriyas haTorah, that's sufficient. And therefore, even though there's only a miut of the minyan that's from the kfar, nevertheless, they're yotze, they're chiyuv kriyas parashas Zachor, as long as there are 10 people there who need to hear kriya. Even though some of them already heard Kriyas Parsha Zachor on Shabbos, but now that they're reading the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek on Purim, so even the Bnei HaKfarim, who are less than a minion, are going to be Yotze if they're Mitzdarev, because all you need are 10 people who are obligated in the Torah B'chlal, to read the Torah B'chlal, and not Lav Davka Parsha Zachor. U'mimoytze ha'dvorim, nisoirarti b'kushi ha'tzuma d'ramor, and Arachayim Simen Nunei Sifhei writes that for the minion of 10 people, the Dervish HaBikdusha, Mitzdarfin, also for the 10 of Dvarim Shibukdushi, also are Mitzdarif, those who are 13 years old, even though we don't know if they brought two Cyrus. However, the Magen Avraham writes in Simon and Hesiv Katan Zion, the reason is because Asara Lotfila Kriyas HaTorah is Midrabbanim Rasamach and Chazaka Derava, that they have two Cyrus and they're Mimela of age. Now, according to this, Kriyas Parashat Zachor, which is a Chiyav Torah, but Daraisa, we're not Samach and Chazaka Derava, so you have to be Makbid on Asara Gedoilim that brought two Cyrus. Wow. So now let's get back to the hochacha from the Rosh, that from the fact that Rebbe Eliezer had to free his slave for the Kriya of Parsha Zachor, it's muchuch that women are pater. Otherwise, the Eved would also be chayiv. And why did he have to free him? So it must be that the women are pater and avadim are pater, it says the Rosh. And that's why he had to free his slaves, that he'd be a ben chor and he'd be chayiv in Kriya's Parsha Zachor. That's the chayiv of the Rosh, that women are pater. That's why he had to be Meshachar Zevet. Since women are pater, there's a heckage between Avadim and women, so Mimela Avadim are also pater. That's why he had to free his slave. Yesh la'oir b'zeh, that if his proof is a proof, then we have a kasha. Because what about the Chinuch? The Chinuch says that women are pater. And as we're going to explain now, the Tosfos says Maseches Chagiga Dibur Masel Lo Toa, and that it says there that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chor, and you force his master to free him in order that he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pir Viriv. Tosfos writes Pir Virivya Bnei Noach are also Chayiv. Explains the Mishnah LeMelech very good. Mi Melacha Melacha Zayin. That what Tosfos means is that an Eved, not a Ben Noach, an Eved is Chayiv in Pir Viriv. And he asks, how's an Eved Chayiv? A woman is Pater from Pir Viriv. And he answers that any Mitzvah Sase She'ein Azman Groma, just there's a pasuk to Pater a woman, an Eved is not included. And since that women are patur from Pirvi Rivia is because ish darchu lichbosh, it's a man's nature to conquer and not a woman, so therefore women are not chayavos in Pirvi Rivia, so that's not shayach be'ebet because he's a man, he's a male. So in other words, it's a special patur because of the nature of women, that women are paturas mit Pirvi Rivia, but avadim aren't included in that patur because he has a rule that any mitzvah says she ain't asman grama, just as a pasuk to pater a woman, and that patur doesn't apply to avadim, so avadim will be chayiv. Therefore, avadim are chayiv in pir v'rivia, and so too writes the Pnei Yoshua and Gittin, and Malafon Beis divor maschel tosis. Now, according to this, it emerges that even according to the chinuch that women are pater mitzvah zechirut ma'aseh Amalek, since she's not obligated to fight against Amalek because it's not the derech of a woman, latzeis memulcham, and nevertheless, since it's a mitzvah esei shaloyaz man grama, if so, an eved who's a male, and therefore his derech is latzeis lemilchama, he's going to be chayav b'mechiyas Amalek, and memel is going to be chayav b'kriyas parsha zachor. So now, we go back to our kasha. What do we gain in the fact that the Rosh writes, Kedas Achinuch, that women are pater, mikriyas parsha zachor, but we still remain with the kasha of why did Reb Eliezer have to free his slave? We wanted to say that the Rosh said he freed his slave because avadim are like women, and since avadim, women are pater from kriyas parsha zachor, so to avadim are pater from kriyas parsha zachor. But what does that help that just like women are pturas mikriyas parsha zachor, so to avadim are pturas mikriyas parsha zachor? But he still shouldn't have had to free his slave. Why not? Because even if women are pturas mikriyas parsha zachor, avadim are still going to be chayiv because avadim are males. And it's the derech of a man to be kovish, to conquer, and therefore avadim are going to be chayiv because the mitzvah shelo asman grama. What do we say? We say that if there's a special ptur for women, but if the ptur wouldn't apply to avadim, then avadim are going to be chayiv. So here we have a ptur that applies to women because it's not their derech lichbosh, but avadim are still going to be chayiv in mikriyas parsha zachor. So why did Rabbi Eliezer have to free a slave for? Because males, it's their derech lichbosh. That even though women in avadim are chayiv b'zeh, mikol makom geder hakriya habekikriyas hatayra, v'nashim v'avadim einan mitzdarfen. That even though women in avadim are chayiv in kriyas parsha zachor, it has a geder of kriyas hatayra, and memela women, like the Aruch Lener wanted to say, that women in avadim are mitzdarf to the minyan. That's why he counted him. That's why he freed his slave. Because really, avadim are chayiv in kriyas parshas zachor. And women are also chayiv in kriyas parshas zachor. And the reason he had to free a slave is that in order that the slave be mitzdarif to kriyas haTorah. However, the Turei Eben in Chagiga there writes that what Tosis means is that b'nei noyach koidim matan Torah are chayiv in perver. Just after matan Torah, it was given only to the Jewish people. But before matan Torah, it applied to b'nei noyach. And therefore, an eved is chayiv. Because after it was taken away from B'nai Noach, after Matan Torah, but an Eved Shemol V'Toval, Lonis Batel, Chiyuvo. The Sfasem says that the Sfar of the Torah Eben is Lonihira. Now, according to this, Hatenach Lenin Pir Verivya, that was taken away from B'nai Noach, but the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek. We said that Linyan Pir Verivya, it was taken away from B'nai Noach, but it remained with Avadim. But the mitzvah of Pirivir of Mechias Amalek, which was only said to Yisrael in the first place, we could say that since women are Paturos, mi mitzvah zu, so Avadim are also Pater. So Dafka, when it comes to Pirivir Rivya, there we have a Tosfos that says that B'nei Noach Archayev, which means Avadim. Meaning B'nei Noach Arpturim. Dafka B'nei Noach Arpturim, but Avadim Archayev. Now, when Tosfos says, Mitzvah Pir Verivya, B'nei Noach Archayev, what does it mean, B'nei Noach? B'nei Noach Arpater. But Avadim Archayev. Why are Avadim Chayiv? Because it was taken away from the B'nai Noach after Matan Torah, but not from Avadim. And that's the mitzvah of Pir Verivya. But the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which in the first place was said only to Jews, we can say that since women are pater from this mitzvah, so to Avadim are pater. However, we find a chiddush gadol v'nifla b'divrei Avni Nezer b'Arachayim b'simen Tav Kuf Tes. The fact that women are patur from mechias amalek is because it's a mitzvah esei shazman grama. And according to this, avadim are also going to be patur from this mitzvah. And he's miyaseid his chiddush on three hakdamas. Number one, we find in Sanhedrin Lam and Hayamid Beis that it says lo sevaru eish b'chol mashvoseichem, that mitzvah based in isn't deiches Shabbos. And the chi of Misa of Amalek is not chomer than chayvi Misa's Beisdin. And if so, on Shabbos, one is not allowed to kill Zera Amalek because there's no Misa's Beisdin on Shabbos. And so too, there's no Misa's Amalek on Shabbos. That's Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is that it says in the Gemara on Shabbos, Yitesa Menalef, that Melchemes Mitzvah is no way given on Shabbos, says Ad Ridita. But that's Dafka B'Shas Melchama, but women aren't Benos Melchama. Just if she finds an Amaleki, she has to kill him, like we find by Yael that killed Sisera. Nevertheless, this chiyuv is not noheg on Shabbos, because only that midin milchama one's allowed to kill on Shabbos, but not midin not killing a yichidi, an amalek yichidi. And the third akdam is that on Shabbos, Amuch Beis Omer Aleph, Ula says that it's usher for women on Shabbos to go out with a ring that has a signet on it, even though it's a tachshit for men. Frekt Rav Yosef, it says that everybody is allowed to go out with sakim. Since roim go out with sakim, it's a malbush. So all people are allowed to go out with sakim. That's the sacks that the shepherds used to wear. Everybody's allowed to go out. So why can't women go out with the rings of men? And Rabbi Yosef answers that women are ambifnei atzman. And therefore, even though vis-a-vis a man, it's a tachshit, nevertheless, vis-a-vis women, it's not a tachshit. And therefore, they're not allowed to go out to Rosh Hasharabim. Now, according to this, the Avni Nezer writes that since women are not benos melchama, and they're only obligated to kill an Amaleki that comes into their hands, and they're not allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's not mitzad milchama, but it's as an individual citizen killing an Amaleki. So that is only during the week and not on Shabbos, because it's like an onesh based in which we don't carry out on Shabbos. So if so, it's a mitzvah esei shazman groma, and therefore they're pater memechias Amalek, and memela they're also pater from Parshas Zachor. And there he explains why it's the Isser Shabbos makes it a mitzvah shesman grama. You know, it's not really the time is causing it. There's just an Isser on Shabbos to do it, but it's not that the time causes the mitzvahs there. He explains that al kopanim, it comes out from the Avni Nezer that since women aren't those who wage war, memela they have no mitzvah to kill an Amalek on Shabbos, and memela it's a mitzvah shesman grama. Mitzvah shesman grama, women are pturas, if women are putter from that, they're also putter from kriyas parshas zachor. And memela, we say the same thing about avadim. How is this different from the fact that women are chayavas barigas shiva amimin, like the Chinuch writes in Tov Chav Hei? So the answer is that arigas shayin and shiva amimin is different. Arigas amalek is on the past. Lin kom nikmas Hashem mizer amalek, to take vengeance. And that's usher on Shabbos. That's like doing a punishment on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. But the arigas shayin amimin is because of the, in order that Jews don't learn from their maisim. And if so, it's like killing mazikin on Shabbos. It's like killing harmful creatures, that it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. And it's mutter l'Shabbos. You don't need it for the purpose of melacha. You want to get rid of it. Something you want to get rid of, like you have a mace in the house. You don't want the mace outside. You just don't want the mace inside. Merely take it out. That's melacha shein tzricha legufa. You want to get rid of it. So here also, you just want to get rid of the shiva amimin. So that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. That's mutter on Shabbos. But killing amalek, which is an onesh, it's a tikkun, it's mitzvah based, and that is Aser on Shabbos. Now we have a suffix, nifla lefizeh, what's the din? Ba'avadim. Since the reason that women are patur mechias hamalek is because it's a mitzvah esrei shezman grama, so therefore, it should also be the same when it comes to avadim. They're also patur in the seishes man grama, because the Mishnah Melachim Tehav, which we learned earlier, that if women are patur, but there's a pasuk, excuse me, to obligate women when women should be patur, that doesn't obligate avadim. If that Torah wouldn't apply to avadim, that's only when a mitzvah law is man grama. But it's a mitzvah man grama. We have a hekesh avadim lenashim and meilav. Women are patur. Avadim are also patur. So women are patur from Mechiyas Amalek and Zechiras Ma'is Amalek, so to Avadim. However, L'chayra, it's not true, because even L'gabei Noshim, have a mitzvah Seishes Man Grama, even vis-a-vis women, It is a time bound mitzvah. Even the Gabe women, it is a time bound mitzvah. Only the Gabe women, it's a time bound mitzvah. But Avodim, it's not a time bound mitzvah because they have to wage war on Shabbos. Remember, the reason women are Pater is because they're not Chayiv bin Mulchama. But Avodim are Chayiv in Mulchama. Mulchama you do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill Amalek on Shabbos as an individual citizen. That's like Mises Beis, and you're not allowed to carry punishments on Shabbos. That's Aser on Shabbos. But when it comes to the waging war you're allowed to do on Shabbos, Ad Ritita. And Memela Avodim, who are males, and therefore they wage war, are allowed to kill Amalek on Shabbos. So it's not a mitzvah, it's not a grama. So are we going to say the vort of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Pnei Yehoshua here also? The vort of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Pnei Yehoshua was that a mitzvah is a lo azman grama. If we find by a mitzvah's essay she'ein azman grama that women are pater. Normally, we're in our chayv mitzvah she'ein azman. We find mitzvah she'ein azman grama. The women are pater, but the Torah doesn't apply to avadim. The avadim are going to be chayv. So, what would be the din when it comes to a mitzvah she'ein grama? That's the case over here. Here, we get mitzvah she'ein grama, and we have a special tour for women. Not a special tour. We have a regular tour for women, but that tour shouldn't apply to avadim because the reason women are pater is because it's not their derech to wage war, and Mimela they're not chayv on Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah shaman grama. But Avadim are males, so it is their derech to wage war, and Mimela it should be that they're obligated on Shabbos. And if they're obligated on Shabbos, then it's not a mitzvah shaman grama. On the other hand, since we have a hekesh from Avadim to Nashim, we can say that since by Nashim are pater from this mitzvah, so Avadim are also pater from this mitzvah. We have a hekesh from avadim to nashim, so what would be the din over here? In this case, could we say the hekesh of avadim to nashim and say that just like women are pater, so to avadim pater? We say no. We have a special pasuk that the reason women are pater here is because they're not derech lichbosh to wage war, but avadim do wage war, and therefore avadim should be chayiv. However, beguf difnei avnei nezer, we have a kashim in manavshach. Because there's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam that it's also forbidden to give an onish on Shabbos. According to Tosfos, on Sanhedrin Lamed Hamad Aleph, only onish misa shishbachil Shabbos is aser. However, according to the Rambam, we learned this recently, even an onish ein bachil Shabbos is aser on Shabbos, and therefore you're not even allowed to give malchus on Shabbos. So let's see. According to Tosfos, it's shver. Because according to Tosfos, the din is that it's mutter la'arog afilu zera malik b'Shabbos, because there in Sanhedrin, we ask the man de'omer de makaka b'chabura pater. Why is it aser? In Sanhedrin, Tosfos asks that the man de'omer makabu chabura is pater. That if you make a kilkul and a chabura, in other words, if you wound somebody and it's makalkel, it's just harmful, it's damaging, but there's no benefit. So one is pater. So why is it aser to give an onus means on Shabbos? It's makalkel b'chabura. And Tosfos answers that since the Nerek has a kapara ala de misaso, it's considered a tikkun. And if so, according to this, harigas amalek on Shabbos, there's no iser, because it's mekalkel b'chabura. And you can't say that there's a mitzvah to kill amalek, and that's considered a tikkun, because tenech l'das toises in Shabbos. Daf kuvav, that mitzvah is considered tikkun, but according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, a stam mitzvah is not considered tikkun unless there's a kapara for the Nerag, and so is Das Rashi and Shabbos Kufav Amud Aleph, like the Rashba there writes. And if so, Arigas Amalek, She'ein Bo Kapara, should be Mutter on Shabbos because it's Makalka B'chabura. So we shouldn't ask our women to kill Amalek on Shabbos because it's Makalka. So the Fishitas Tosis is not a problem, it's Makalka B'chabura. Fishit Satos is only Onish Mises Aser. It's not a problem because Onish Mises is normally Aser because there's the Tikkun of Kapara, but there's no Kapara for Amalek. And there's no tikkun mitzvah, according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, and Memela should be mutter because it's makalka b'chavura. L'das HaRambam, kasha ipcha. And l'das HaRambam, we have a kasha the other way. That it's true that pariga zayin amim and there's no chil Shabbos. Nevertheless, l'das HaRambam, onish beis and shem bo chil Shabbos is also aser. However, we can say that the Avnei Nezer writes, that it's together. Harigas Mazikin, he wants to be Mechadesh, that it's not Bechlal, together, Onesh Al Tovo Yisayim. It's Meniyas Hezek Lasid. And that's Mutter Gam L'das HaRambam. So again, now we're talking about Hariga Zayin Amimin. So by Hariga Zayin Amimin, there's no Chilul Shabbos, but L'das HaRambam, Ma'inish Beis and Shem Bo Chilul Shabbos is also Aser. However, according to the Avnei Nezer, that it's together Harigas Mazikin, so it's not Bechlal together Onesh Al Tovo Yisayim, it's avoiding Hezek, the damage in the future. And that's Mutter even L'das HaRambam. So therefore, according to the Rambam, it should be Mutter to kill the Zayin Amimin on Shabbos. If the Avnei Nezer is correct. However, B'lav Achi, it doesn't make sense with the Rambam. Anyway, it doesn't make sense with the Rambam because in the first parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv. So the Rav Nezer want to say it's Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa Patur, yeah, but the Rambam paskins Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv. And if it's Chil Shabbos, and then it's Aser for women to kill one of the Zayin Amin on Shabbos. And then it's a mitzvah Shizman Grama, and women are going to be Patur from this mitzvah. And therefore, we have a big kash according to this. The derech of the chinuch is to go by derech haramba. Therefore, he'll also hold that melech hashem tzrich leguf is chayiv. So, how does he write that ariga zayin amin is noig benashim? We see it's not noig benashim because it's a mitzvah seish is man grama because that's around Shabbos. So, akopanim tzenu lemeidim lefi zeh that according to Tosfos, women are chayiv b'mechias amalek, and mamela are chayiv b'kriyas parashas zachar. Why women chayiv b'mechias amalek? Because according to Tosis, you're allowed to kill an Amalek even on Shabbos. Because it's Makalkil. If you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, then even women are Chayavos. So it comes out then that according to Tosfos, women are obligated in Mechias Amalek and also Kriyas Parashas Zachar. Avnei Nezer wanted to say that they're not, because of his three akdamas. You're not allowed to do an onesh bezin on Shabbos. You're allowed to wage war on Shabbos. And women are ambifnei atzman. And therefore, they're in a different category than men. Therefore, it's a tachshit for men is a tachshit for a woman. So, according to that, said the Avnei Nezer, since the women don't wage war, and they only have to kill an individual on Malachi, but not the nation, not as far as a war goes, so it's a mitzvah says Ishizman Grum, they're not chayav on Shabbos because like an onish basin, and women are putter. And the male they're putter from Kriyas Parashas Zachar. Now we're saying that according to Tosfos, it's not so. Women are going to be chayav in Mechias HaMalek and they'll be chayav in Kriyas Parashas Zachar. Why are they chayav in Mechias HaMalek? Because it's Makalkil. So it's mutter on Shabbos, and the male it's not a mitzvah Ishizman Grum, and women are going to be chayav. L'dat HaRambam, shenashim p'turot, even from killing the seven nations. So most certainly, they're going to be p'turos from killing the Zayin Amimin, not killing Amalek. If they're p'tur from Riga Zayin Amimin, why are women p'tur from Riga Zayin Amimin? Women are Patur Briga Zayin Amimin because the Rambam holds Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Guf is Chayiv. And if Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Guf is Chayiv, then it's Aser on Shabbos. And if it's Aser on Shabbos, And women are pater. So women are pater from Ariga Zayin Amimin. And if women are pater from Ariga Zayin Amimin, certainly women are pater from Mechias Amalek. We saw before in the Chinuch that women are chayavos in Ariga Zayin Amimin. And they're pater from Mechias Amalek. But according to the Rambam, the women are pturos me Ariga Zayin Amimin. So certainly they're pater from Mechias Amalek. Not only that, Hariga Samalek is together on Shebezin for women. And on Shebezin aren't carried out on Shabbos. And the male is the mischief man Gram, and women are pater. So women are pater according to the Rambam from Mechias Amalek because it's together on Shebezin, which isn't done on Shabbos, and male is the mischief man Gram. Women are also pater from Hariga Zayin Amimin because it's it's a melacha shein tzrich leguf according to Avnei Nezer, and women are pater and melacha shein tzrich leguf is aser, and melacha shein tzrich leguf is aser, so then it's a mitzvah shman gram and women are pater. So according to the Rambam, it comes out the women are pater gam from Ariga Zayin Amimin and gam from Mechias Amalek, because both of them are aser on Shabbos and male is a mitzvah shman gram. Whereas according to Tosfos, women are chayv in Mechias Amalek and male are chayv in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. Chayv Mechias Amalek because it's only mutter on Shabbos, because it's a it's not considered a tikkun. It's a makalko b'chabura. So according to this, we now have a reason why b'zman hazeh were machmir for women to read Parashas Zachor, even according to the Avnei Nezer. Because based on what we said, it emerges that if we paskin like Tosfos that men haTorah, you're allowed to give an onesh on Shabbos, if it doesn't have Chilul Shabbos, if so, a woman is chayv b'Mechias Amalek. Because there's no Chilul Shabbos involved, it's a makalkel. And Memela, she's chayv in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. And then we're going to have Ram paskins like Tosfos. B'gam b'das haRambam. It was mitzadeh to say that only Malkus, where he's definitely going to make a chabur, it's aser on Shabbos. So it's only because of the malacha. But if there's not going to be a malacha, and here Kelly might be a makalkel, and therefore it's not going to be a malacha, and therefore a woman would be obligated. So from the Magen Avraham would come out, the women are chayv in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. Both of you paskin like Tosfos, Minatari, you're allowed to give an onesh on Shabbos, as long as there's no Chil Shabbos involved, and because there's no Chil Shabbos involved. So women are chayv in Mechias Amalek and Mimel in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. Magen Avraham paskins like Tosfos. And also maybe according to the Rambam, that only if there's a Chil Shabbos involved with the Malkus, Vada Yaseh Chabura, that's Aser. But if we're dealing with Amalek, where there's no Chil Shabbos involved, there's no Tikkun, it's only a Mekalkel, that would be Mutter on Shabbos. And therefore women would be Chayavos. So, Medivrei HaMagen Avraham, we can learn that women are chayavos in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. So, now let's go back to the Guf HaChidush of the Avnei Nezer, that killing the Zayin Amimin, even though it's a mitzvah, nevertheless, since it's for the future, and we don't learn from their deeds, it's like killing Mazikin, and it's a Melach HaShen Etzrich LeGufa, and he wanted to say from there, that since it's a Melach HaShen Etzrich LeGufa, It's mutar on Shabbos, and since it's mutar on Shabbos, women are chayev in Hariga Zayin Amimin. So the question is that according to the Svar of the Amnei Nezer, we can be mechadish that Sreifas Chametz and Shabbos is also malach Hashem and Tzrich Legufa, because the whole tachlis of the mitzvah is that you're not nichshal b'yisur mikan ve'elach. It's like getting rid of mazikin. That's why the Avnei Nezer wanted to say that killing a Zayin Amimin is mutar on Shabbos, because it's getting rid of mazikin. So to getting rid of chametz, even though there's a mitzvah to be sorry for the chametz, what does it matter? Gamberiga Zayin Amimin is a mitzvah, but since the tachlis of the mitzvah is causing a lack of, is preventing damage in the future, it's like killing mazikin. So what did Sreifas Chametz? According to that, Sreifas Chametz and Shabbos can be melacha shein tzricha legufa. Maybe it's talui in the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch and mitzvah test, but gather mitzvah tashbisu. If it's a mitzvah b'sheva al taaseh, then yesh lo chametz chayv lashbisa, or maybe it's a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh, that you have to buy chametz in order to be mashbisit. So according to the tzad, that it's a mitzvah b'kum ba'aseh, you have to buy chametz in order to be mashbisit, we can say that it's not talui in the yisur of Baal Yerah. From the fact that you're chayv to acquire chametz in order to be mashbisit, there's a special b'kum ba'aseh, to acquire chametz in order to do the ma'isa hashbasa, so it's a kumase. So it's nothing to do with Baal Yerah, but according to the other tzad, that it's a mitzvah shei baal tasa, it's baru that to gather the mitzvahs in order not to be over in Baal Yerah, you want to get rid of the chametz. So if so on the tzad that it's just to get rid of the chametz, if it's a kumvase, so then maybe it's going to be asur on Shabbos. It's an active mitzvah, but if it's shei baal tasa, just not to have chametz, so it's like melech hashem tzrich leguf, you're getting rid of it. The mitzvah is not to have chametz, not to be over in Baal Yerah, so it would be a melech hashem tzrich leguf, and you'd be pater. Again, unless you all like the Ram says you're chayiv. Now, in Psachim, on Daf Heomer Aleph, it says, Rabbi Kiva says, it says, Ach b'yom rishon tishik b'zor metechek b'tech, and it says, kol melech le'ase b'em b'tzin lavar shi'av melecha. Now, it can't be that the Torah commanded us to burn chametz on the 15th, because havar is asar en yantif. But based on what we said, why is it asar en yantif? It's a melacha she'en etzricha legufa. Unless you want to say that according to this, Rabbi Kiva holds melacha she'en etzricha legufa your chayiv. And this is a siyata gedola to what the Beis Yitzchak writes in the Chubas in Arachayim and Tzimel Lamedal at Osir, that Rabbi Kiva taka holds melacha she'en etzricha legufa is chayiv. The only problem is the Gemara says, Shema Mina, from Rabbi Akiva, three things, that havar is lechalek yotzas, that it's not just a lav, but it's a telling you that you're chayiv on avar, you don't have to be do all the malachas in order to be chayiv, you're chayiv on each one. And ain't bir chametz ala b'sreifa, and that you don't say mitoch. But based on what we're saying, there's a third shema mina, that malach Hashem etzricha leguf is chayiv. Because here we're dealing with the malach Hashem etzricha leguf, we're trying to get rid of the chametz. Why does it say also learn from here? Malach Hashem etzricha leguf, you're chayiv. However, we can be mechalek as follows, that the mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz, it's not only not to be over in Baal Yerah, but it's also a takana that if you're ready over in Baal Yerah, then now you have to get rid of your chametz. Baal Yerah is nitik la'aseh, so it's a tikkun, like we see in Tosis, in Psachim, Daf Chav Tesa, Mitbeis, and Dibur Maskel Ravashi. And even if it's not going to be a tikkun mikanu lahaba, but it's a tikkun l'mafreya, lahaba nitik la'aseh. So it's not completely talui in Baal Yerah. Not just to get rid of it. But it's something positive as well. It's not just to get rid of it. And Mimela, it's not the Dome of the Hariga Shiva Amimin, which is only Mishima Asid. So just to summarize some of the points that we made, the Chinuch was Mechadish that women are pater from the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, because it's not the derech of women to wage war. And therefore they're also pater from Kriyas Parsha Zachar. The Aruch Laner brings the name of Nasan Adler, the women are Chayavos. He also proves from the Rosh that maybe Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar his Eved in order to be Mashlim, a minion for Kriyas Parsha Sachar, which is Midoy Raisa Ba'asara. If he was says it's not like that, but if there is a tzad, that's why he was Meshachar Ezeb. So the Rosh is learning that Kriyas Parashas Zachor Basar is Midaraisa. And if Avadim are Pater, then women are also Pater. Because Avadim are getting it from women. And that's why he's Mishachor is Eved. But if you say a woman is Chayev, and Eved is also Chayev, so why do Rabbi Eliezer have to free a slave? And the Aruch HaNer is Doich, he says, no. Even if a slave is Chayev, but he's not mitzarev to a minion, it's Darvish HaBekdushi, you need a minion. So it could be an Eved is Chayev, just like an Ish is Chayev. And the reason he was Mishachor him is because he needed him to be mitzarev to the minion. So you see from here that you need a proper minion. If you need a proper minion, then how can you have a minion of women? And you also need 10 men who didn't hear Zachor. They're already Yotze, you're now allowed to take out a Kriya Sefer Torah. You need a minion of people who didn't hear Kriya or Achayim and Kriya Sefer Torah, these Rov minion. And also, why are we not Makbid on the minion that there shouldn't be anybody who's 13 years old and we don't know if he brought two Cyrus? It's a Del Reis, and we're not Samech and Chazaka de Rava that he brought two Cyrus when he reached 13. And as far as the proof goes from the Rosh, that women are pater from Zachor, and that's why he had a free slave, because just like women are pater, slaves are pater, that's why he had a free slave. But it says in Tosfos, at the beginning of Chagiga, that an Eved is chayv in Piri of Arivia. And the Mishnah Lamelech, the Pnei Yoshua write, that even though a woman is pater from Piri of Arivia, an Eved is chayv, because it's not a mitzvah shizman grama. It's by Nisha, there's a svara, ain't darka lichbosh, but that svara doesn't apply to an Eved who's a male. So Misil Vakash, even if a woman is pater from Kriyas Parashas Zachor, nevertheless, since it's not a mitzvah shizman grama, just a woman, it's not her derech, latzis lamulchama. If so, an Eved, that it is his derech latzis lamulchama, so we should still be chayv in Kriyas Parashas Zachor. It is his derech latzis lamulchama. So we still have the kasha, why do Rabbi Lezer have to be mishachor a slave? It's their derech to go out to mulchama, so you can't learn from women. So in Achinami, women are pater because the mitzvah is in the zman grama. Because women are pater because they're in darka lichbosh. Because it's not the way of women to wage war, but it is the way of avadim. So avadim should be chayv. So why do they have to be mishachar as eved? We saw in the Avnei Nezer a chiddush nifla that ariga zera amalek lenoshim is a chiyuv only if she meets an amalek, but not as in the framework of a melchemes mitzvah. And if so, it's no different, no better than an onish bezna you're not doing on Shabbos. And dafka men who go out to Melchemes Mitzvah, they go out even on Shabbos, but not women. So women don't have to kill a malik on Shabbos. So the Gabi Noshim, it's a mitzvah shizman gerama, because it's asur on Shabbos, not that ariga zayin amen, women are chayv, because that's the future, you have to get rid of them. You don't learn from their deeds, it's like silicon mezikin. Never some lachashem tzrich legufa. So it's going to be mutter on Shabbos, but mechias hamalek, which is Nekama, Hashem Avar, that's like an Onish based in, and the Meila to Aser B'Shabbos. And the Meila, it's going to be Aser on Shabbos, so that's the difference, that's the chilik of the Sefer Chinuch. Why women, Amalek, no, Amalek women aren't chayiv because it's a mitzvah seishes man grama. And therefore they're pater from mechias amalek. And since they're pater from mechias amalek, they're also pater from kriyas parashas zachar. But Ariga Shiv Amen is mutter on Shabbos because the Melech Hashem is Tzrich Legufa and the male women are Chayv and Ariga Zayin Amen. That's how he explained the Chinuch. Then we asked that according to Tosfos, only an onesh misa that has a chil Shabbos aser on Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, any onesh, even if it doesn't have chil Shabbos, is aser on Shabbos. According to Tosfos, only an onesh misa that has chil Shabbos is aser on Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, even an onesh that doesn't have chil Shabbos is aser on Shabbos. And Tosfos there writes that only an onesh based in where there's a kapara l'nerag is aser, otherwise it's mekalkel b'chabura. So according to Tosfos, it would come out that arigas hamalik is going to be mutter on Shabbos because there's no inyan of kapara. And memela, women should be chayavos, not a mitzvah man grama. And according to the Rambam, it's kasha the other way. Even an onish that doesn't have chilul Shabbos is aser. So therefore, it should be aser to kill the shebamim on Shabbos. And therefore, it should be a mitzvah shesman grama. Because any onish is aser on Shabbos, even if it doesn't have chilul Shabbos. So apparently, the Avnei Nezer means that Ariga Zayin Amin is b'chal not an onish. It is preventing damage. The only problem is that the Rambam holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa as Chayiv. So women should be Aser and Ariga Zayin Amin. That it should be Aser to kill Zayin Amin on Shabbos, and therefore women should be Pups for Ariga Zayin Amin, because the Mitzvah is Man Grama. Because the Rambam holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa on Shabbos as Chayiv. And the Magen Avraham, Paskins like Tosfos. And if that's true, then Mechias HaMalek is going to be Mutter on Shabbos, because it's Mekalkel B'Chavura. There's only an Onesh Misa that has Chil Shabbos is Aser on Shabbos, but this isn't because it's Mekalkel. There's no Kapar involved, there's no Tikkun. And since the Magen Avraham Paskins like that Tosfos, so Mechias HaMalek applies on Shabbos, and Amela, women are Chayavos. And that's why women are Makbid here to hear Pasha Zohar. And then we ask Beguf Divrei Avnei Nezer that killing the Zayin Amin is a mitzvah melach shen tzricha legufa. So if so, Sreifas Chametz, which is also you're getting rid of something, should be mutter on Shabbos and Yantif. So why did Rabbi Kiva say it's also to be Sreif Chametz and Yantif is melach shen tzricha legufa? So maybe Rabbi Kiva holds melach shen tzricha legufa is aser. Then we have a kash on Rava. Why did Rava say from Rabbi Kiva learn three things? He learned four things. He also melach shen tzricha legufa is aser. And then we said, no. Sreifas Chametz is not only a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, it's also a Tikkun. It's a Lav Nidik L'Asei. So, Advarim Hayu Niflaim, and I hope it was understood, and there's a lot of material here, and we should revisit this sugya because it's so fascinating, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.